Yeah, that's picking up. Sound okay? And so is that one. Don't worry, you can edit these bits out. And if there is anything that happens in the middle, you can edit it out. That's all right. Good morning, welcome to Look Who's Talking. And we have another in the series of interviews with our Level 2 project people. And this morning, I'm glad to say that I'm joined by Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi.
Can we start off with something nice and general? Can you tell us a little bit about your project and how you came to choose that particular topic?
Well, my project is how accurately does the HDI of a country affect its attitudes towards mental health? Mental health is something I've always been interested in, partly through the way it's portrayed through things such as psychological thrillers and horror films. And after watching a lot of things like that, I decided to research what it was like for people who actually suffered from those conditions. I decided to compare the different countries because I thought it would be interesting to see the differences between how we look at people who are mentally ill and how other countries look at people who are mentally ill.
And not just other countries, but what about in the UK? Have we had a history, has our history of the way that we deal with mental health changed over the years? We'll pass on that one and move on to another one.
That's sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. It's not a problem.
I literally don't know what to say.
It's all right. Let's move on to actually the presentation that you undertook last week, and let's think about that. Can you tell us anything about how you felt before the presentation, during it and after it? How was it for you?
Well, my presentation was towards the end, so I had all day to get nervous. I spent some time with some friends just going over it, and I was pretty confident. Then it got to the, I walked in the actual room and I was like, oh my gosh, I am so nervous. But once I'd started and Mr. Marriott was setting it up and I was like, I'm really nervous. And he was like, don't be, the camera's not even on. He told me the camera wasn't on. And once I got into it, it was really good. I had a few hiccups when I forgot where I was in my script. But apart from that, it was really good. And by the time it was all over, I was like, phew. And I'm really glad I did it.
Well, I have to say, I was there on that evening, and your lack of confidence that you talk about there didn't come through at all. It was delivered with consummate skill and apparent ease. Is it something that you've done before, that kind of presentation to an audience of that size?
No, I've never really done any presenting apart from sort of class presentations. I did used to do quite a lot of musical theatre, and so I like to think that I know how to act confident, even if I'm not.
That's a very useful skill indeed. Thinking about the work that you did in preparation for that, the rest of the Level 2 project and all the work that you undertook, can you tell us a little bit about what that involved? Maybe some detail about the sources that you use and things like that?
Well, my first port of call was the internet. My supervisor suggested I use something called Google Books, which I'd never used before. And that was a really useful and valuable resource because that contained a lot of information that I don't think I would have been able to find in somewhere like a public library. Having said that, I did also use the public library, but I found that that didn't contain enough depth into the information that I needed. Other websites that I used were the World Health Organization, which provided more sort of general information. I didn't really manage to speak to many people, but I do have a family member who has suffered from mental health, and it talks. And I spoke to him about how he felt discriminated and everything. That's about what I did, really.
Just thinking about that, you said you didn't have the chance to speak to many people. I guess that speaking to people who work in the mental health profession, it might be a little bit awkward because obviously they'll be bound by confidentiality. Do you think, is it something that you thought about doing and just weren't able to, given the constraints of time, or was it something that just didn't cross your mind at the time?
It was something I thought about, but then actually when I actually got around to sort of emailing somebody or trying to contact them, it became very difficult to get to a single person who would be willing to give me their time, because obviously they're very busy and I found them very difficult to find.
Talking about the difficulties then, what other difficulties did you come across as you were undertaking the preparation for that led up to the presentation and your final project?
Well, about a third of the way through my project, I did rather lose interest with it. It's because I just felt like I spent too long on it, too long doing a little bit. I didn't really feel like I was getting anywhere, so I did rather put it off. And then, of course, I was behind, so I felt behind, and then I was panicking. But having said that, once I'd got back into it, it was okay. It was just sort of more of a case of self-discipline to just get it done.
You're describing exactly what virtually anyone who does a dissertation or thesis experiences. Don't worry, there's no surprises there. Thinking then about perhaps the more positive things, in what ways do you think you've developed as a learner as a result of undertaking the project?
Well, definitely timekeeping skills. I've learned that if you don't want to do it now, I'm not going to want to do it later. The best thing to do is just sit down, get it done, and you'll be incredibly relieved when it's over. Not that I was relieved to get it over.
Thinking more then about looking back at everything that you've completed and the way that you've done it in comparison with the way that you're currently doing, you know, the other GCSEs that you're doing. In what ways has your study on the Level 2 project been different or similar to what you're currently doing on GCSEs?
I would say GCSEs are little and often. You know, I do sort of one lesson at a time, whereas EPQ, I did rather do it in 7 or 8 hour chunks, just because I found once that I'd started, it was easier just to do it and get it a large chunk done. So I felt like I'd achieved something, because when you're doing an essay, sometimes, you know, one page can look very similar to another page, whereas when you're doing work for GCSEs, you do learn something different every day.
Okay, and then I guess that's covered all the past, so let's think about the future. In year 12 or 13, it is possible to do the Level 3 project. Given what you've said about the balance between there's been good things and bad things, would you consider doing a Level 3 project? You can say no.
Personally, I probably wouldn't, just because I feel like the step-up would be too great, and I really would rather focus on A-levels. However, having said that, depending on my A-level choices, if I did pick some particularly less facilitating subjects, I would definitely do an EPQ just to get some more qualifications.
Well, thanks very much for that. That's been wonderful information, and I'm really grateful for you giving up a little bit of time. Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Sorry. Well done. What do you mean, sorry? That was fantastic.
I think it got better as it went on.
Well, you do tend to relax into these things. It's exactly the same for me. And as you go along, it just becomes more like a conversation. It never is a conversation.